34. We're at 41 degrees, and I have actually never hosted this show before, so this is going to be fun, and we have almost 100 women in the studio this morning. Kyle Martin, hosting Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff has the day off, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, and our topic of discussion, 100 Women Who Care. And let's welcome in, we've got Mary Wurzberger. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kyle.
Good to see you. Janet Collison, who we've had on the radio before. Hi, Janet.
Good morning.
And Deirdre Grundler.
Good morning, Kyle.
Did I do okay on that?
Perfect.
See, I'm phonetically trying to spell these out. You have a lot of vowels in all your names. So, Marine Lyons.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hi, and Betsy Mackey, who I've had on the radio before. Hi, Betsy.
Hello. Yes, and again, thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. Okay, 100 Women Who Care. Let's start kind of at the beginning. Janet, maybe you can kind of take it away and tell people what 100 Women Who Care is all about.
Well, we're at the end of 7 years, 6 years, starting our seventh year in January. A good friend of mine, Dottie Thurston from Des Moines, insisted that we start a chapter up here in Marshalltown. And it took her about 18 months to convince me to get it going. And I called some good friends, Maureen Lyons, Betsy Mackey, Carrie Barr, and we put it together. And it has been going strong ever since.
Well, very good. Deirdre, do you maybe want to jump in here and say exactly what you... We got a little history there, but what do you do?
100 Women Who Care come together 3 times a year to learn about great projects that are going on in our community and then decide by voting which projects to support each time. So every member of 100 Women Who Care commits to 3 contributions of $100 per year. And we have just had a tremendous impact in the community over the last 6 years in terms of the dollars contributed. We have well over 100 women each time.
Yeah, Maureen, maybe you can jump in here. I know that I see the photos on Facebook and social media, the big checks that, you know, that you hand out in money to some agencies and some people in need. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's been very gratifying to be part of this. We've really been rewarded by how Marshalltown has responded to our organizing this philanthropic group. Starting back in 2012, we gave money to the Animal Rescue League as our very first recipient for their remodel. And since then, we've given to a lot of different charitable organizations that cover the arts and culture, cover education, recreation, immigrant issues, child abuse prevention. So we've been really proud of all the different areas that we've been able to contribute to in the last 6 years.
Okay, Mary, when do you meet and where do you meet?
We meet 3 times a year, as Deirdre said, and it's usually in the springtime and then
October.
In October, and then again in the
January.
So our dates for 2018 are January 25th, April 26th, and October 25th.
Okay, and Betsy, when you get together, do you come with ideas of whom you might want to give money to, or do people submit ideas to you?
Every member can submit an idea, and then if their name, then during the meeting, then we draw a name out of the hat. They put their name in the hat, we draw a name out of the hat, and then they have 5 minutes to present their idea, and then there's 5 minutes of questions. And then when they're done presenting, we draw another name of the hat out of the hat. So we listen to 3 presentations, and it's luck of the draw of whose name gets chosen out of the hat. But the name who's chosen out of the hat, that person must present the idea. They can't call on somebody else to present it.
So you're kind of, you need to come to the meetings prepared, right? So
yeah.
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to get up there and you go, okay, well, I want to give money, a little bit of money to this, and I, you know, so you need to really know what the need is and what the organization is to give money to. Awesome. So, okay, we've got 5 women who care. in the studio. So are there another 95 out there somewhere in the community, or are you still actively looking for members?
We're always looking for members, and actually with our donations being somewhere between 13,000 and 15,000, we actually have 150 women who care in this community.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, we're going to take our first break. We're going to take two breaks. We're going to let you ladies, get a gulp of coffee, take a little rest here. We'll be back with 100 Women Who Care right here on Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Central Iowa weather. Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Mostly cloudy skies will continue throughout the day today with high temperatures topping out in the lower 50s, a northerly wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight with low temperatures dipping down to the lower 30s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 at KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 41.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. It is still kind of foggy. We've got dense fog alert in effect till 9 a.m. So be careful with harvest season going on. You know, a lot of deer moving through the countryside. Don't want to hit one of those, especially when it's foggy. 100 Women Who Care are our topic of discussion today in studio. Val Ruff not able to be here with our Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Mary Wurzberger. You were one of the organizations that received some of the monies?
Yes, I actually went to the meeting and wrote down that I would like to present on the lights and sirens, keep them rolling for the new ambulance fund at Unity Point Health here in Marshalltown. And so I put my name in the box, and I was the first person drawn out of the three that we draw out every night. And I presented, and we happened to be the lucky ones chosen to do that.
Awesome.
To give the $100. So everybody attending gives $100.
Okay. Then. Was it nerve-wracking to get up and...
A little bit, because you never know, but you come prepared, and you are able to take your papers with you to read, and you have 5 minutes to give your presentation, and then people ask questions for 5 minutes.
Okay, so it's civil. Nobody's talking over you.
It's no, okay. It's great, and everyone understands. You know, we've all been there, and
yeah.
It's
yeah.
a great group.
Deirdre, now you were involved in this as well?
Sure. First of all, I am, like Mary, one of the 100 Women Who Care. I'd thrown my name in the hat for the same project, but luckily Mary was drawn because she did such a great job for us. I'm also the executive director of the Hospital Foundation at Unity Point Health Marshalltown, and so am intimately involved with the ambulance campaign that we're working on. And it's just so wonderful to have had so much support from the community already. Our goal is to raise $400,000, and we have outright commitments so far of $260,000, with a little bit additional coming in as well that we know of. So we're really close to getting to where we need to get to, so that Unity Point Health Marshalltown can put two new ambulances on the road.
Wow.
Really fantastic.
That's great. I know the chicken pot pie sale was one of the big fundraiser. That's always a big fundraiser,
right.
And it's good. But that, you know, they designate the money towards, you know, I know they've done like gardens and, you know, and ambulances and stuff like that before. So awesome.
Yep, that's our auxiliary. And they are also, I just learned yesterday, going to do a fudge sale at the end of the year. So really awesome boxes of homemade fudge for $5 a piece.
Well, there you go. All right.
First commercial.
There you go. First plug. Okay. So ladies, how did maybe I could go around and we can say, how did you become involved in this? I mean, was there, did somebody approach you? Or, I mean, we got a little history about it, you know, Janet, but did somebody say, hey, you should be involved in this?
I'm Maureen, and I'm one of the organizers along with Janet and Carrie and Betsy of the group. And when Janet first approached her friends with this, I wasn't sure it would go over in Marshalltown. I wasn't sure we had enough of the that kind of support in this community. So it's been wonderfully surprising to see how well women in the community have embraced this. And we initially spread word pretty much by word of mouth. We contacted people we knew in various different segments of the community and convinced them to come to an orientation meeting. And it spread through publicity on thanks to radio stations and the newspaper, but a lot of it has just been other people, other women hearing about it and wanting to join. So it's been really neat to see how much it's spread. Every, even though we've been doing it for 6 years, every single meeting we always have new people come, yeah. New members join.
Yeah, Betsy, what about you? How did you get involved?
Well, as Maureen said, then Janet approached us and we met and talked about how we wanted to do this, how Dottie Thurston had talked about how it was done in Des Moines. And as Maureen said, it's just really gratifying because it's just really been embraced by so many women in Marshalltown. And even men have been encouraging their wives to support because they like the idea.
Yeah. So is there like when with the meetings, there's a social aspect to it too. I mean, you know, I host Man on the Street every Friday, and I've found that has become a little gathering for for a lot of movers and shakers in the community. They come down, have coffee, they all get to meet, they talk about something going on. But there is a social aspect to this organization as well, Betsy.
Yes, we talk about that we're a social group with a philanthropic twist. lost that T word. And so the first 15 minutes of the meeting, then we're socializing, talking about what's going on. Then we have our presentations, and then while we're counting votes, then then members can come up with community announcements and talk about what they're working on in the community. And then at the end, then many members stay for dinner. So there's a lot of networking going on.
Yeah, that's a word. That's kind of the word I was looking for, networking. Now, do you have like elected officers, somebody that leads this? They're all shaking their heads. No, that doesn't work on radio.
That's one thing we're particularly proud of for our group. We have no officers. We have no checking account. We have no responsibilities that members other than the organizers have besides attending the meetings. We wanted to keep this very streamlined and simple, and we try to keep the meetings to 1 hour. We start at 5:30 and we meet at Elmwood Country Club, and we have people come early if they want to have a glass of wine and networks before the meeting. But we keep the meeting from 5:30 to 6:30 to respect our members' times. Everything runs very smoothly like clockwork, and we've been very happy with how that's worked out.
Yeah, sounds like it. And Mary or Deirdre, anything you want to add attending these meetings?
I just think it's so neat how, like they said, we have new members every time. We've had three or four new members. And then just think about how impactful that is for the nonprofit organization receiving these funds. Within an hour, they're getting usually between $13,000 and $15,000, and possibly more, you know, if we have more members. And it's just a wonderful group.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful thing for Marshalltown.
I think the other thing that's so neat about it, as Mary touched on, is that not only do people find out about the organization that wins, but all the members there learn about two other organizations that are out.
Right. Deirdre, now I've kind of lost my chain of thought that I was going towards, but do Do the organizations know ahead of time that you may be bringing these ideas? It's just totally kind of a random thing?
Oh, well, I can speak to it. I think this maybe is what you're asking. The hospital foundation was ready to bring the project to 100 Women Who Care. We found a couple of folks, myself included, who were members who knew the project well enough and asked them all to pitch their name into the hat like we see organizations do. And so you come in prepared. You don't put your name in the hat unless you're ready to speak about a project.
Right. Janet, do you want to add to that?
Well, we had one exception to that. And that was in 2012 when Ann Paulus put in the emergency food box. She was principal at the time, and she had seen so many hungry kids come to school. She knew absolutely nothing about the emergency food box, except she had a tremendous passion for these kids who didn't have food. And that's what she stood up and said for about 5 minutes, and we voted her in. I got to call Ada, who was at the emergency food box at that time, in the next morning, and the woman just lost it when she found out we had funded her. They wanted a new floor in their building. It was full of holes, and she just burst into tears when we told her that she was going to get our money. It was the best experience.
That is awesome. We're going to take our second commercial break. We'll be back with more. We are talking about 100 Women Who Care.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
It's Class A quarter-round football. Gladbrook Rhinebeck travels to St. Ansgar Friday night. Pre-game at 6:35, kickoff at 7 p.m. with Lance Reno. Brought to you by Goose Implement, Hometown Foods, Wellsburg Ag, GMB Bank, Dinsdale Construction, Lincoln Savings Bank, Farmers Feed, Cooley Pumping, and Muller & Walter Lumberyard. Gladbrook Rhinebeck versus St. Ansgar. Friday on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
And welcome back. It's 8:51. We're at 41 degrees. We're talking about 100 Women Who Care, and we have 5 women who care in our studio. And Deirdre, you wanted to add something. It's kind of funny when we talk off the air. You tell me something you want to do, and I'm like, just save it. Save it till we go on the air. I don't want to know. But what did you want to talk about?
Sure. I was reflecting on coming in this morning and the great gift that our campaign received from 100 Women Who Care. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that so much of the impact in this campaign already has been through so many different women in our community. The first significant gift to the campaign was through our auxiliary, right? The folks making the pot pies. And they do bring their husbands and friends in too. So there are guys doing that, but it's women who are really doing the day-to-day work. And then we received a wonderful contribution next from the Ann C. Kaiser Trust. And that led us, I think, to some real success, a wonderful gift from the Assistance League as well, another group of ladies out fundraising in the committee or community. And then the commitment the other night from 100 Women Who Care also helped us with a recent commitment from the Martha Ellen Tye Foundation. So you can just see that there's this whole string of women and both living and historical who have had a real impact on what we've been able to do and are going to help put 2 new ambulances out on the street much more quickly than we had anticipated when we started this fall. Not that there isn't plenty of room for the guys to get involved too.
Well, it is. You know, I'm not going to knock the guys,
nope.
But it is amazing to me. You mentioned, the Assistance League and the Martha Ellen Tye Foundation. It is amazing in this community how much the women have stepped up. Mm-hmm. You know, as the father of three girls, I think this is awesome. Betsy, you wanted to maybe talk about totals? Who wanted to give totals?
So as of this morning, then we have donated $264,900 over the past 6 years through 100 Women Who Care.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So you're always looking for new members. We kind of touched on this, 150 and growing. Are you still going to keep the name 100 Women Who Care? And then some? You should add "and then some."
We call ourselves 100 plus Women Who Care.
There you go.
So we've been proud. Kyle, could I touch about the most recent donation before the ambulance that we gave? Because it was a really heartwarming thing.
Absolutely.
We gave to the Combined Honor Guard, which is veterans in the community that come to funerals for other veterans and present the flag to the widow and do the taps at the end of the ceremony. And it's a very moving thing to witness. They have a vehicle that they travel around to the region to serve at these services, and their vehicle was not in good shape anymore, and they did not have funding for it. So one of our members had seen an article about it and decided that was something she wanted to present on. So she researched it and presented at our meeting in the spring, and all the members were so moved by it that we overwhelmingly voted to give to the Combined Honor Guard. And we had Ken Brunig, from an older gentleman from the Honor Guard, come to our meeting last week in full uniform and graciously accepted our donation, and it was so moving to see what our donation alone was able to do to make this become a reality for that honor guard.
One thing that I would say, I'm obviously a member of the media, and I know about you, but you tend to fly a little bit under the radar. I mean, you meet, obviously they're open, the meetings are open and everything, but when you do something big like this, I don't necessarily hear a lot about it. You don't maybe toot your own horn. You're just like, hey, this is awesome, we're glad to do it. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, gee, what kind of ideas do you have?
No, what I'm saying is you know, you guys don't necessarily go around pumping your chest out and going, yeah, we did this and that. Deirdre?
Yeah, as a member and not one of the organizers necessarily, I think of this as the easiest $300 a year that I'll give away. And part of that kind of lack of marketing about the giving that we're doing afterwards, I think, falls in line with everybody is busy. The organizers have a lot on their plates that isn't just 100 Women Who Care. So we come together, we do the business of the community on those nights, then we go back to the other work that we're doing. And I love Janet's question of, so, what could we be doing?
Well, anytime you do something really, really great, I want to hear about it.
Awesome.
You know, certainly call me and we'll get Janet's always available at 6:40 in the morning. When I decide to call her, she's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, no problem. We've got just a couple minutes left, ladies. Anything you want to add before we wrap up, Mary or anybody?
Well, I'd just like to remind everybody that Unity Point Health Marshalltown is right in the middle of this ambulance fundraising, and certainly could and would like to accept more gifts if anyone should feel like, and be a part of this. And we'll certainly put the word out there for the guys to join in too.
There you go. And that kind of, I don't want to use the word membership, but if some, you know, lady out there is listening today and goes, you know, this philanthropic organization, I would love to be part of it. How do they get, for lack of a better word, signed up?
Well, I'm the official emailer, so you can shoot me an email at janet.collison@gmail.com, and I can give you all the information, and we'd be more, and, oh, yes, true, Maureen, and Facebook. We always put it on there that when we're meeting and why and when and where, so it's easy to jump in. We try to put something in the TR, and it's a good group to join.
Mm-hmm. It is. All right, ladies, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here. That was a lot of fun. All right, that'll wrap up our Experience Marshalltown, 100 Women Who Care, Mary Wurzberger, Janet Collison, Deirdre Grundler, Maureen Lyons, and Betsy Mackey were my guests today.